Innisfail. A new community standards bylaw is being created for Innisfail that will better reflect the town's evolving identity, experiences and values, and include new and updated sections targeting rising cases of graffiti, bullying, panhandling and symbols of hate. Based on circumstances and history, there may be some adjustments based on experience or based on council's political will to make adjustments to it, but we will also compare it to other municipalities on best practices, said Todd Becker, the town's chief administrative officer, who presented town council a new draft community standards bylaw for discussion at its agenda and priorities meeting on April 18. Becker said the town of Innisfail sought legal advice on the building of the new and updated bylaw to ensure its components can appropriately face legal challenges. We can't make it something that is not achievable or not related to the town of Innisfail as a community because we are different than any other community, and they are different than us, said Becker. The updated community standards bylaw will combine the current nuisance bylaw. He noted the community standards bylaw was last updated in 2010 while the existing nuisance bylaw was created in 2009. I think everybody wants the standards raised a little bit in the community as the feedback I have received, said Mayor Gene Barkley. Becker's report to council identified a wide range of issues and nuisances that impact Innisfailians on a daily basis, everything from loud noise, construction waste, unoccupied buildings and noxious weeds to fighting, loitering and yelling. But it was the issues of the graffiti, bullying, symbols of hate and panhandling that attracted the most discussion between council members and administration. Council heard administration as proposing a $150 first offense bullying fine for youths and $500 for adults for a first offense. Barkley wanted both to be the same. The feedback I get from time to time is that people get so frustrated because kids get bullied and seem to have no place to go and nowhere to turn, and they think nobody can charge anybody, said Barkley. Schools don't seem to be an answer for them. I think it's a pretty serious issue at times, and a $500 fine is pretty steep. As for graffiti, Becker told council the town is currently experiencing lots of tags around the community and it's an issue that is starting to gain more momentum. Barkley wanted to know if the town had the ability to approach local stores that are selling spray paint as part of an overall plan to spread awareness of the problem. Unfortunately, we haven't caught anybody red-handed yet, said Innisfail Peace Officer Alan Howes, adding he believes a lot of the offending paint is just coming from home garages, which gives easier access for young culprits. Barkley added a communication plan from the town to educate the public would be a good idea. It is a big burden to the town to clean it up, and also to property owners to have it cleaned up. I think it would be a good education piece to put out there, said Howes. Town. Janice Wing wanted to know whether the new proposed panhandling provisions, which would ban panhandling from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m., were created to solve a problem in town or if they were designed to be proactive. I am not denying it's an issue but typically a symptom of something else we should be addressing perhaps first, said Wing, adding the town needed to do more work on the issue, which she tied into homelessness. I think this bylaw is coming from communities that have other supports or programs in place. I would be concerned that we didn't have some of those other processes and connections in place. She also wanted to know what other communities that have limited capacities around these types of issues are now doing about panhandling. There was also some discussion on hate symbols, but Becker's report said the town can't directly regulate or prohibit hate symbols on public or private land as it encroaches on federal jurisdiction and would likely infringe the freedom of expression section in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. However, Becker later told the Alberton its one area administration will try to work into the draft bylaw. He said the town will get legal advice on the appropriate wording in the new bylaw for symbols of hate. Becker said council will see a new draft in early May for additional discussion and possible approval.